You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, lot of sun. Smoky in the air, that's a lot of prime.
Welcome to Fourth and Gone, episode 340. I am Gale Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn, Mr. Primo in the building, and Damn Skippy, aka Hollis Thomas. We're talking the free agent frenzy episode. Look at Howie looking real chill over there. But Grossman, again, Eagle fans are very impatient sometimes. Patience is a virtue, they say, but Howie has been putting in some work. While people are trying to figure out a way he's doing this with the money that he has, Howie cannot be stopped. Okay, so Howie's been putting in work. You know, first and foremost, shout out to Evan's favorite player, Jason Kelce, back in the building, highest paid center in the league, 14.25 mil. Another guy brought it back that some people didn't think he was going to make it. James Bradberry in the house.
Big time.
A favorite of a lot of folks here. Boston Scott, giant killer. Can I get a clap for that?
Yeah, damn Skippy.
On top of that, we brought in Rashad Penny, who's also, when healthy,
he's a beast. He's a beast.
So, on that one,
I was laughing. I was kind of laughing at the entire situation. We didn't pay that much for him. We got rid of one guy who's often injured for another guy who's often injured. But he's great when he's there.
So everyone give a hat tip to Howard for putting in work. There's still moves to be made. A lot of news is flying on by on the timeline. So we could get some more interesting news as we go on. But how are you guys feeling so far? This is free agent frenzy. It's kind of crazy right now.
I'm happy to be back, man. I mean, I feel like it's been so long since I talked to you guys. Dude, free agency has been kind of crazy. I'm not going to lie. I tried pulling up the Squidward meme while he's looking outside and Patrick and SpongeBob are having a great time and he's just inside. That was me yesterday as I was just sitting here with our, you know, pockets empty, or only $10 million in the bank. And we were trying to figure out a way to put together an Eagles team for next year. And Howie's doing his thing, man. I mean, there was a lot of naysayers yesterday after there wasn't much motion going on. Howie just had to get his numbers right. And to bring back James Bradberry, I did not see that one coming. And I truly believe now that the goal is to keep two of the three big defensive backs, being Slay, Bradberry, and CJ. So I think that it's very possible that either Slay or CJ are also going to be back with Bradberry, and that would make me a happy man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's been a crazy day. I mean, the day started off, you know, little while with some of the signings that were going on. I mean, losing Kazir White on the linebacker position, that was a hurt piece. TJ Edwards, the news yesterday. Can't get right. Or not can't get right. Big Pudding. Big Pudding got picked up by the
Tennessee Big Pudding. Oh, God.
You know what
I
mean?
Are you kidding me? 3-year, $29 million. I was sick.
Hey, man. He's got to go ahead and find it somewhere else. I mean, it is what it is. But, you know, as I'm driving, I get the news about, you know, the Dallas Cowboys picking up Stephen Gilmore on the trade. And I'm like, okay, all right. I see, you know, they're making moves. Not only that, earlier, the Giants picking up Darren Waller off of a trade. That's kind of huge for them. You know what I mean? That's a big weapon on DJ's part. But then as I'm getting comfortable in the house, I'm putting my bag down. The news came through. Hey, we re-signed Bradbury. So, I mean, that put things at ease. That was a huge huge breaking news that came through on the phone. So I was happy to hear about that. I mentioned in the last show, it's all about having patience. And I got to tell you, my patience is running real short. But, hey, that signing right there was big. Not really like big on the whole Rashad Penny. Hey, it's a good signing. The guy's good when he's healthy, when he's on the field. I mean, we'll break down the stats in a little bit about that. But, okay, hey, it is what it is. And, you know, it's big to have Boston Scott back, man. I mean, at least we know for a fact the Giants got something to worry about for at least
two wins right there. Exactly. Start that year 2-0.
Exactly.
Worth $2 million right there.
Yeah, so it's definitely worth the $2 million right there. Kelsey re-signing was huge. I see that him and Howie got that shot in, man. It looked like Howie had a couple of shots before that one. So
Howie poured Jason a tall guy, bro.
Yeah, tall guy.
Yeah, he did. He did. But he, I mean, he's got the body weight for it, so I'm pretty sure he handled that pretty well. But, you know, other than that, you know, we're not done. We're not done. Yeah. I'm pretty sure there's some more that's going to be coming. So my patience level just, you know, build up a little bit more. So it gives me a little bit more breathing room. But, hey, I'm happy on the way things are rolling, how he's doing his thing.
I'm happy to see we did keep Bradbury. And I knew we was going to keep at least one, two of the guys off the back end. I heard they're working, trying to work with CJ now. That's going to be the one that's probably going to break the bank a little bit for us. But we had to keep him. We had to keep Bradbury. I thought we were just going to keep Slay because I thought we had him for two more years. But I've been I was talking to my esteemed colleague Gail, and he was filling me in on all the doodads and stuff. And I was letting him know that sometimes when you try to come back to the table too soon, when you haven't put your best foot forward in the previous season, it's not going to bode well for you. Your feelings are going to get hurt because they're going to tell you exactly what you don't want to hear. And that's the truth sometimes. And that's what I think we have with Slay going on. Now I'm like, get your money, but don't price yourself out. You could just, if you just bet on yourself and do what you've been doing, I'm sure you get paid in the following season, but trying to go somewhere else and probably taking a dual pay cut. Nah. But the other thing was too, is I was watching some of the stupid moves that's been made, like somebody signed Sam Darnold. don't ask me what for. And then now they're talking about,
you know, Andy how they like to have 10 quarterbacks on the roster.
They need it.
Then somebody signed Andy Dalton. And then there was this bullshit about Baker Mayfield. I was like, dude, what the? I was like, seriously? And then the biggest shit piece that I've been listening to the entire time leading up to this free agency frenzy is this bitch, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, who is a great quarterback, but I'm not going to hold up my shit waiting on this fucking clown. Either you want to play or you don't. Quit fucking with me. I was like, if I'm a player in that locker room, I'm starting to get pissed off. Because if you're going to come play with us, we need you to build some continuity with the offense. It's like, no matter who the fuck you think you are, this is a sport, and it's a game and a sport. But you're not going to be great or good, and he should know that, without repetition and continuity. I was like, so just, if you're going to play, get in play. I'm going to take a sabbatical. Shut your bitch ass up. I was getting sick of that, and I was getting sick of that. But I got sick of, I didn't see my boy Hargrave leave. I was picked up. I was pissed off about that. And then everybody keeps talking about the Cowgirls, this and that. And then I'll let Evan tell about the Slay thing. Tell about the Slay thing, what you heard through the grapevine.
I just saw that right before we started. Apparently, according to Todd Archer, before the Cowboys signed Stephon Gilmore, the Eagles had offered Darius Slay in a trade to the Cowboys, which is Kind of crazy. But if you're thinking about how things are going to play out, I talked about how I think that we're going to keep two of the three big name defensive backs. Slay is a guy that still has some years on his contract. So that is trade value right there. I mean, you already have Slay locked down on a contract. Gail, you're shaking your head. No, I know.
Shit, we getting beyond.
Not after signing Penny, but I do think that we're not done in running back position.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think so.
Rashad
Penny
is not reliable enough to stay healthy. I think he's a great running back, but we're in the same boat that we were in yesterday. Is that we don't have a guy that you know we can rely on?
Reliable. So
I think like a guy like Tajay Spears, Gail. That.
Yeah, late. I mean, there's a lot of dudes, man. There's a lot of that's why I feel like you know you could add some guys. They you know mid round, third round, get some really good guys. Just talking about some of the guys that left. You know, I'll put them on the banner down here, but you know we gotta pay our final you know goodbyes here. Kaiser White signs with the Arizona Cardinals, 2 years worth up to $11 million. He did a solid job for us last year, but he's joining Gannon, Big Puddin, one of Hollis Thomas' favorite players, Tennessee Titans, 3 years, $29 million. Wow, bro.
He's going to be going.
One move that does hurt, a favorite of ours here. Yeah. This is Javon Hargrave, 4 years, $84 million with $40 million guaranteed. Big dollars there. TJ Edwards, a guy who, you know, from talk about his career arc, the fact that he's gotten to this position in his career, 3 years. What is that? 19.5 with 12 guaranteed. Can't see the right on the bottom, but
right.
Hey man, that's a great opportunity for him. And then also with Marcus Epps, I think the conversation that that he had with Prime during the Eagles Autism Challenge propelled him to get this nice little 2 year deal,
no.
12 million with $8 million guaranteed. So what do you guys think of the guys that are on the move? If you guys want to name a guy out that you think
the biggest loss is obvious in Javon Hargrave. I mean, that was a guy that we have our team that I am thankful that we built through the trenches. And you know, losing a guy like Javon Hargrave, that is a massive piece to that defensive line unit that we had. With that being said, we have to this is where I start to my mouth starts to water, man, about the whole Jalen Carter situation. If we could pair Jalen Carter up with George Davis, man, I ain't worried if that's the case.
I know, man. That sounds so good. You think he's going to fall that far out of grace though?
Yeah, they're trying. Howie's out here.
If he falls to 8, would you guys trade up?
Of course.
Damn, Skippy.
Yeah, it's not much of a move, so why not?
I think that in the first 5 picks, there's going to be 3 quarterbacks off the board. So then that leaves us, you know, 7 positions.
Yeah. We're good. It's looking good. I mean, look, man, the Hargrave loss is definitely a hurt piece. I wish him nothing but the best. You know what I mean? What he got, we definitely weren't able to match that. I mean, it was just too much money. But look, you went to the 40 Winers. Just all I ask is, you know, you join that squad. Don't whine like them. Go in there and play your game like you've been playing.
All right, all jokes aside, though, that defensive line unit on the Niners, though.
It's going to look good, but you know what I mean? Hey, maybe one of them could play quarterback for them, too. You know, you're going to eventually need it.
Well, maybe they could let Robbie Gould play quarterback since he's
running his mouth. Exactly.
Thank you. Know what I mean? I was like, yeah, are you I'm with me, you. A kicker?
I'm with you. Him or Fred, you know what I mean? If they can go ahead and play the quarterback position, by all means.
And how the hell did Debo start crying like a bitch? He acted like it was the end of the movie Friday. Yeah. He got his ass knocked out.
I'm really shocked that they haven't really gone after a key quarterback. I mean, you get rid of Garoppolo. Raider fans ain't really too happy about that signing, but 49er fans are a little bit upset that they let him go. I mean, look, you bringing back Purdy, okay. Okay. I mean,
they signed Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold, man. That's their future.
That's what I said. When everybody was talking to shit about Purdy and Lane, they were talking about they was gonna let the young kid Trey Lane go for Sam Darnold. I was like, what the fuck for? Sam Darnold has done absolutely nothing. And I was like, and everybody was talking about how this quarterback guru that Kyle Shanahan is. If I get Wilbur, I have to get Wilbur Montgomery. Wilbur Montgomery hates Kyle Shanahan because he said all he does is gets quarterbacks hurt. You look at his system, every quarterback that's been in that shit has been hurt, catastrophically hurt. I think Jimmy Garoppolo is kind of happy to get the fuck out of the bullshit. So Sam Darnold, but Sam Darnold's not the answer. The way you was going with the, them but getting another quarterback. Because Brock Purdy, he's not going to be – he's probably going to start out the season on the pup list.
And we don't care about these 49ers. Okay.
Yeah, we don't.
We don't care. We just talking
shit, man. Don't be a Debbie Downer.
And, now, Bob from Down Under says, who are our linebackers now? Dean Bradley. Well, you got N'Kobe Dean. He's the next. He's the Fresh Prince. Can we call him Fresh Prince of Philadelphia? We got Sean Bradley, who's also a fan favorite on special teams. Also Temple guy, alum.
Yeah. Also has a Temple coach coming in to coach him.
Damn, just throwing
that out there. Okay. Temple's defensive coordinator is now the linebackers coach. I'm just saying
But you got Christian Ellis.
You're just gonna shoot that aside, Gale. I'm not dropping.
Hey, out. I already gave Temple props. I'm always trying to give Temple.
Fight for the cherry white, Gale.
Well, you know the one thing though, I think that would galvanize this linebacker core is that Bobby Wagner's out there. He's still playing good. The defensive coordinator we got, he's just the type of quarterback that we need to kind of usher the young guys into the new millennium and teach them how to be pros. He still can rush the pass and stop the run, and he's a killer on pass coverage.
How much is Bobby Wagner going to ask for?
He's not going to cost that much. He still just wants to win currently. It's like if you get in the proper situation, it's kind of like this.
Did he not win with L.A.?
He won with Seattle.
Nah, he wasn't there for the LA championship.
He was there for the last year's bullshit. Yeah. But he went to two Super Bowls and won one with Seattle. Right. So the thing is like you still want to win on the back end. You still want to be known as winner. You don't want that hard bullshit. So I feel like he's gonna try to pick a place where he thinks he can win. But I think that somebody like that, a veteran like that, to teach our young guys how to actually be pros. And then the kid, if we're looking for a cheap pass rusher, the kid in Dockway is a unrestricted free agent again. And I know he's tired of getting his ass kicked because he was with Jacksonville getting his ass kicked. And then he was with the Colts and the Raiders getting his ass kicked. Maybe he wants to win now. Maybe we could steal a pass rush like that for a season, another mercenary. So it's a lot of stuff out there for us. And those are two of the main moves that I think that will make our defense and build for the young cats, which teach them and show them how to be pros. Because when you have all these young guys, they all around, you kind of need some glue to build you a house. Once you build that house, the older guys, they just kind of get them out there because you taught the young guys how to do shit. And that's what I think that they're trying to do now with the defense.
Now, Tim has an update below. He says the Eagles did not attempt to trade Slay to the Cowgirls. His agent, Drew Rosenhaus, has been kicking the tires on Slay's market. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of news out there flying around. I've had the most wild texts from people, which were completely wrong.
Just quickly thinking as we're looking at the landscape of the rest of the NFC East, I mean, what do you think outside of the Eagles was the best move made in the NFC East for any respective team?
NFC East.
The best move for them or for us?
For them.
Oh, because I was going to say the best move I saw was Daniel Jones getting signed for 4 years, $160 million.
That's
the best for everybody. That's the best for everybody in NFC East that ain't a giant.
Adam Michael Gibbs saying Darren Waller. That was good.
Yeah, but yeah. Darren Waller is the Maserati that's always hurt.
Yeah. He's always in the show.
He's bound to get a flat tire.
Yeah.
He's had a hammy injury. Kadarius Toney for Darren Waller. That pick that they got back for Kadarius, they used it on Waller. I think they're going for his upside if he's healthy. We'll see about that.
I think Washington getting Eric Bieniemy is that's probably the biggest move in the NFC. If you really want to be technical about it, because he's going to bring them some stability to offensively that we hadn't seen in Washington, and they already had a decent defense. So he's going to have to look out. He's got one of the guys that he wanted at quarterback. And that's always dangerous if you take them for granted. But I think that was the biggest move. So in the pre-draft era. So
yeah.
In the pre-draft time. So
I think Deron Payne. I think keeping the integrity of their defense. Those guys right. up in the middle, they're pretty tough. So I think seeing the money that Deron got, I was like, we are not bringing back Hargrave. So
Chase Young and Montez Sweat got to be coming up on contract years, don't they?
I think Montez Sweat is up this year. I'm almost sure, but I don't know about Chase. Chase Young, this could be his fourth year. I think it's his third or fourth year. But he hadn't really played since he hurt the knee. So
yeah.
AJ with the reporting the news. Waller just got married to my favorite WNBA player, Kelsey. She was actually a basketball player in LA, in Las Vegas. Now, McDaniels doesn't care about love, according to RG3. Send his ass to New York.
Hey, man. Oh, bro. I mean, don't worry. I'm pretty sure he's going to spend a good amount of time with her.
Yeah. Now, right off the rip here, do you, we'll go around the room. Do you guys think CJ is coming back?
I do.
I do. I think that.
Unfortunately think that Slay is not. I think that CJ is.
I'm with Evan, man. I had that in the back of my mind too. I don't think the Slay thing is gonna happen. Sorry, Gail. I mean, I know that's upsetting all across.
I think they're all gonna come back.
I don't think we'll get all three back.
Are we setting up a GoFundMe on the 4th of Johnson?
You got something in the works that we don't know about.
We can start a GoFundMe.
Because I know slaves don't want to get underpaid, especially.
I don't think any of these guys want to. Well, I mean,
Bradbury don't have nothing to worry about. CJ's not going to have nothing to worry about because they're young cats. You know, it's like once you get long in the tooth, you still want your respect.
Yeah.
And it's like, unless you want to, but also I could see where what Gail is talking about because, you know, early in Slay's career, he was getting his ass kicked early and often. It's not for it on the field, but he was playing with the Lions. So the playoffs was not a yearly thing for him or not even in the realm.
That's just the thing about players in general. I mean, everybody's like built different. I've seen players that start off great and they diminish as the years go on. Then I see players who start off horrible and they get better as the years go on. So, I mean, like in Slay's case, like, yeah, he's been to Detroit. He's been, you know, dedicated to that organization pretty much most of his career. And then he comes to us and he's lights out. I'm scared because I don't think it's going to happen. But, yo, if a miracle happens and they bring all three of them back, I mean, with the signing of Bradbury today, that might key, you know, something to happen. But, you know, if that happens, bro.
I wasn't saying that Slay was bad. I was talking about the teams he was.
I just came out to say that.
Because it's like when you look at it, when you're on a bad team and you're in an organization that doesn't take care of you and stuff, and y'all not winning all the time, it takes a lot on you mentally and physically. It's like when you love to win, and especially being a corner, you have a short term memory, but you still want to be in a situation. Well, you know you have an opportunity to go all the way. And I think they built something, the guys, and if they bring CJ back, I think Gil may be this much right that they'll be able to work something out with Slay.
Well, I want you guys to –
this right here pertaining to what we're talking about. There's the whole June 1st trade, like post and pre. Post, like, well, they would save like – it would be like a 8 mil dead cap, and then they would save 17.1 on if it's after June 1st. But then again, if he restructures or they come up some kind of a way to work it out, they can also get more money there too. So we'll figure out like if obviously they got to find their numbers and then come back to the table with the Eagles and figure that out. If they can't come to a agreement, then we'll see.
I want you guys to put yourself back in your 20s, whenever it was in your life when money was tight and you were really watching from paycheck to paycheck on your payments. The big payments, right? The big ones. The ones that you got to stash away money for and be like, I got to fucking pay that $900. That's the one that you pay first so that you know what money you have left for the rest of the paycheck, right?
Yes, sir.
That's Jalen Hurts. Why are we not figuring out Jalen's contract first to figure out how much more money we have to play with?
Well, you don't.
We handle Jalen's contract.
Well, we don't. You don't have to do that yet. Jalen knows. He knows he's going to get his regardless. The thing is making another run, and then like once this free agency period, they start get what they need. Start. You'll get the free agency period like close to in the middle of it. And then start working on Jalen because Jalen knows he's going to be here.
I know he knows he's going to be paid. I'm saying we don't know how much money we're going to have left after we pay Jalen. So wouldn't you rather know that number?
How he knows the number. He stands to, and the other thing that hurt that he's not worried. Like Jalen Hurts is not like, he's not pushing. Yeah. They're all agreeing on what.
Yeah, this is different from the past. This is a bit of a collaboration. It's more of a collaboration than it's not. It's like and I think the one thing that Gail brought up too about bringing all three of them back, I was like, that's why it's as much as we want that. I'm not totally ruling that out, due to the way that I know that they can sign the bonus stuff up, as far as like making a signing bonus or roster bonus and stuff, so it doesn't count against the cap, but you're still getting your bread. It's like I think in the end, the guys just want to be. Want to be paid, want to be compensated fairly. Mm-hmm. The one thing, and then Ev, you do bring up a quality point, but I know they addressed that before this. There's the salary cap is supposed to go up $22 million anyway, so he's going to get his money.
At what, the start of next offseason, you're saying?
Yeah. So he's going to, the kid is going to get his money, so he's earned it. CJ,
I mean, at the end of the day, you know what his attitude is like. Who's to say he didn't go in there and tell these guys, yo, get my team right and then worry about me. You know what I mean? I mean, who's to say he didn't do that? You know, we don't know. So, I mean, but listen to this kid. Listen to the way he talks. Listen to the way he puts his team before him. I wouldn't be surprised if that's what he approached, you know, Howie with. Like, look, make sure everybody else is good and put the right people in the place so we could get back to where, you know, where we need to be at. And, you know, that's to show up in Las Vegas next season.
Someone else will be showing up somewhere else. James was talking about Miles will get his revenge. Miles.
Sanders, out of here. James, I love you, James, but get the fuck out of here. When you seek revenge, you get fucked up. You're like, no. If you did everything properly and you didn't wait till your final season to start going straight forward, then, you probably everything would have been Peachy King.
Miles Sanders put his own post out today. He said thanked the city. Miles put his own post out thanking the city of Philadelphia.
I'm talking about the revenge.
You don't want no revenge. All right. You'll be all right.
He's going to want revenge.
I mean, it's a bad scene out here for running backs here. Like where he's sitting at, it's like probably the worst time for him to like be wanting a contract when all these other guys are, you know.
You got Dalvin Cook ahead of you. You got Austin Eckler.
Josh Jacobs got locked up. Saquon got locked up. Jacobs
got signed.
They got franchise tag.
And then all the guys that are coming out in the draft, we're going to talk about rounds 1 through 4 that you can get quality backs. This is the worst time, and he made it known that he wants to come back. And then after the Penny signing, you know, he put his little tweet out there like he knows the writing's on the wall. So.
Where's Bijan gonna go? Now I'm depressed.
Come on. How many people on the timeline were talking Bijan? Even Daniel Jeremiah said it himself. He actually went on the New Heights podcast with Kelsey and talked about the same scenario, about this kind of stuff not happening with safeties, with running backs. They just do not value or linebackers like the crowd likes to. All right, here we go.
Yeah, that just came in. Darius Slade just tweeted.
Todd Archer put out a clarification just a minute ago, saying that the Eagles, there was discussion about the Cowboys' potential and interest in Darius Slay once the Eagles gave him permission to seek a trade. The Eagles did not make a call to Dallas.
Right.
Yeah.
So it seems like Dallas wanted him, but the Eagles weren't even picking up the phone to trade him within the division.
So we're
you got to put two and two together. If that was true on what we thought in the beginning of the show,
right.
I'm pretty sure Jennifer would be on Twitter right now slamming us.
Well, but the one thing is funny is I think they traded the pick in the draft, and then one time they traded Donovan in the draft because they weren't really worried about him no more.
Wow,
I think they would be worried about Slay.
Crazy. Now, talk about a thing that's not really being brought up by a lot of people is the culture that's been created in the city of Philadelphia with this Eagles football team. You know, Bradbury spoke to Josina Anderson, said, I went back because of familiarity with the coaching staff, because I love the city and playing for the Eagles. They also gave me a deal around what I was looking for. Yes, there were other teams that offered me more, but I feel like Philly fit me the best.
Stay away from Josina. Bad news.
Well, she gave us good news.
Yeah, she is bad news.
So, I mean, what was her news? It was the news on Alshon, right?
Alshon, right? Yeah.
Wasn't that correct?
No, she just speculated that he was telling the shit. You notice she's not on TV anymore? You notice she's not on anymore?
She's on CBS.
Okay. She's not on ESPN no more.
Well, she's still on CBS, Dick Cheney.
That means she's not on TV anymore.
I still watch CBS.
You still watch CBS? what channel do the Eagles play on?
So do you guys think let's talk the Brandon Graham deal, because I knew he has been very public about the fact that he wants to play two more years. They signed him to a 1-year deal. Do you think that we're going to do a whole rigmarole next year, or
it's a year by year basis.
When you say you got a couple more years to make it cap friendly, so you're not a cap casualty, you sign 1 year, because if you win it all and you're that old, you may just want to walk off into the sunset. But if you don't, you still got conviction and you play well, they'll ask you to come back. So, I totally understand
spoken,
the game.
Spoken by a true veteran.
Yeah.
Understand the game that we play, you know. It's just like Kelsey. I was happy as fuck when Kelsey said he'd come back. Was happy when Brandon said he would take a pay cut to come back. Other shooter drop is and see what Fletcher Cox wants to do. I don't know if he wants but they may just take the young guys and move on and add that other young guy that we've been salivating over, who's had a bit of bad press lately, and they may have him drop right into our laps.
So Hollis, you wait for the Cox news to drop?
You say what? Pause.
I was just asking.
I'm over. Hear how deep my voice is?
We just talked about the culture thing. Like, if these guys just want to run it back, and that's in their heart, then you can get some of these guys to, like, let's go, let's pony up. Like, the fact that you've seen Brandon Graham out here, you know, next to his counterpart year after year, like, you know, this Brandon Graham, like, yo, come on, man, just come back for like a discounted rate. Let's make this work. We'll see where that goes. I mean, where's this money coming from? We will see. I've seen this, a lot of people talking about the Quez situation. Yeah. I know the Eagles I believe the Eagles are, looking into the idea of,
upgrading the third wide receiver position.
Elijah Moore from the Jets. I was looking at the math here with the whole situation with Quez. If you move off of Quez, the dead money is like $40,000. So that's $2.7 million freed up if you move on from Quez. Now, if you look at Elijah Moore, $2.4 this year, $2.8 next year, 2 years, Elijah Moore – That would be kind of interesting. He's also best friends. Okay, let me say best friends with AJ Brown, who's also best friends with this guy named Jalen Hurts. You're talking about creating culture. If you brought those guys back, that would together. I mean, he's a guy that when, you know, AJ was going through his personal battles, Elijah Moore was a guy to talk him off, to keep him sane. So if you brought that into the mix, that keeping the chemistry building, talking about route running possibilities, got right. The speed, can play in the slot, he can do all those jet sweeps and not look funny. Elijah Moore would be interesting.
Well, you got Elijah Moore. I mean, they talked about Adam Thielen, also out there, who got released by the Vikings. That was actually shocking to hear about that. But that's another option. I'm just going to throw it out there. I mean, I know I mentioned this to you guys personally as we were at the Jets game that one year. BB-8 got released by the Jets. I mean, that's a steal, man. Pick that man up, bro. I'll take BB-8. I'm just saying,
not over Elijah.
I think Elijah Moore's got more upside.
I'm not saying I did not say
this
over Elijah.
This is for your hurricane love. I know.
I don't know, man. I think that it's one of those things that I'm sitting here, like, what is Elijah Moore gonna cost? And I like is a wide receiver
trade. Oh, I understand what you're talking about now. A draft pick.
Yeah, draft pick.
Yeah. No, because when you said it earlier, I was like, he's not going to cost that much. He's still under his rookie contract.
Mid-round.
My bad, I dropped the ball.
But that's kind of what I was going to get at, is that, like, is a wide receiver 3 not something that you can fill on day 3?
Not with a guy like Elijah Moore. We're talking about route running. We're talking about consistency at the catch point, which we were not getting from Quez. It just is what it is. I think if you're trying to, like, in this running back phase, this is a championship vibe that you're trying to continue. We're not, you could rely on
like Pascal just getting slept on right now.
He's not the same wide receiver as Elijah Moore. He's a guy.
He is great at playing catch with the fans. You know what I mean? I give him credit for that.
What you talking about? Of wide receivers, Zach Pascal versus Elijah Moore.
He's an outside. Pascal is that outside guy. He's a big guy. He's big in the polls. And I still see Pascal as that he's not do everything, but he's like that special teams guy that you're always going to need to as the added toughness, and can block when you need him in there, and he can catch when you need him in there. But we need a wiggle guy in the middle to put motherfuckers on notice, because we thought we had that with Quez, and he just wouldn't catch the fucking ball. If you put people on notice, it's less likely that they could double cover the Slim Reaper or AJ or Dallas Goedert. So you have to, like I said earlier, pick your poison. You can't double everybody. So
y'all need to stop picking football players with your eyeballs, ladies.
Hey. I've connected the wide receiver with the money.
Bro, what are you talking? What are you talking about? Oh, my bad. So they picking the handsome guys. It looks like Todd plays like James.
Hey, depending on what Aaron Rodgers wants in New York, he's going to get what he wants. Lazard's already there.
He's already got Lazard before Aaron even arrived. Yeah.
And they try to get rid of Todd now.
So he has a list. That man has a list of.
They got Garrett Wilson already.
Yeah, he has a list of what he wants in order for him to get to accept the trade.
Yeah, but those like Elijah Moore could be expendable, obviously, if they throw him in a deal to go with the Packers, maybe. But now Jennifer brings up a topic. We also heard that the backup QB situation, a guy that we had mentioned on previous podcasts, Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, Jacoby Brissett. Yeah.
That is a guy who has a great relationship already with Sirianni. Yeah. So to me, it makes a lot of sense.
I heard somebody mention Carson, the comeback.
Stop it. We don't want to travel down that dirty hole.
Should I hold on to it just a little bit longer?
I'd rather.
I highly doubt.
Evan, what would happen? Just give it to me.
It simply wouldn't happen.
But what would happen?
That's like asking what would happen if hell froze over. It just simply wouldn't happen.
You know, and the funniest thing too is if I think it would happen if he hadn't burned so many bridges getting the fuck out of here.
It's possible.
It's like you get the coach fired and then you say, I want to go too. Trade me.
Yeah, but after being the second overall pick and then it failing the way that it did, I feel like no matter what, he would have a tough time coming back here.
You think Baker Mayfield could go back to Cleveland?
I think that it would be easier for Baker to go back to Cleveland than it would for Carson to come back.
So Baker's going to Tampa? Down? Baker's going to Tampa, I heard.
Well, they said there's a lot of rumblings about him wanting maybe going to Tampa because Tampa may be interested, but they say he may price himself out. Mm. And even because sometimes people have lofty somebody said diva. I don't know what dudes think when you get called a diva, you don't take that to heart because it just means a bitch. And I guess all bitches ain't women.
I see.
I've
pissed a lot of people off by
mentioning
Carson.
This guy. Yeah, you did. Shout out to Zach. Anyway, shout out to Zach. You know, and for inviting me into your home. Shout out in Easton. I was out in Easton. He's like, yo, stop by the crib. We talked to Eagles, and he offered me a bottle of water, but it was like the pint size. He said, because these are my kids. It's not because I'm cheap. But shout out to Zach. We're not bringing back Carson. Okay.
Well, no.
People in the comments.
He angered everybody with those words. Dirty, foul words.
No, sorry. Now,
you
Brandon
said, your mouth out with scope, sir.
Brandon says, anybody want Hunter Renfro who could be on the block now that they're moving some pieces out there?
I'm just saying, I'm not mad at Hunter neither. I like Hunter Renfro. Neither.
Better than BBA?
BBA all day.
Special teams ability. Now, with special teams ability by Brax,
Berrios.
Yeah.
Over Kobe.
Interesting.
Evan, do you agree?
What, Brax Berrios over Kobe?
Yeah.
100%.
Okay, just want to make sure.
The only thing Covey's good at is getting torpedoed and holding onto the ball.
I feel privileged because he's got a hot girlfriend
too, though. He's got a hot lady. Since the ladies are here shooting their shots, Covey's got a hot lady. She actually played him on a TikTok talking about her. Her boyfriend is cute and he's in the NFL, even though he only fair catches. I was like, wow, in front of everybody on TikTok too.
Hey,
show this picture.
Shout out to the ladies in the comments who are also thirst trapping. Sydney Brown from Illinois and his brother Chase can get it, says the voice of an angel, AJ. But they also can get drafted if you're going to bring it to a PG.
That's what AJ meant.
Hey, man, if you're talking about safeties, then you can.
Sydney Brown is one of those hybrid safeties.
I take it. Sydney Brown, also a captain.
Yeah. He's one, and that's the kid that ran the 4-4.
Yeah, same with his brother.
He ran a 4-4 as safety, and you don't find safeties that are that fast that can cover the slot as well. Kind of like CJ, we got one. We want to get a younger one too, so we could fulfill AJ's fantasy. I wanted to double back on something that the F said earlier. We was talking about the third receiver, and I had a bunch of guys from the draft that I felt was going to be sleepers that we probably get to in the mid to late rounds, like the kid Rasheed Rice out of SMU. I was looking at guys that was they got that wiggle. Yeah, him
from Michigan State,
and the Charlie Jones out of Purdue. I was looking at guys when I watched them, they moved them around a lot because teams would try to double team them and stuff. And so when you look for that third receiver, you got to look for somebody. To me, I always look for somebody who they have to move around to multiple positions to get the ball in their hands, because that's what your third receiver is, that guy that you can move around. And sometimes when they're doubling on the outside, you can move the big guy on the inside and put the small guy on the outside, and he makes toast out there because they're not expecting all that quickness out there. So it was that guy, the kid Matt Landers from Arkansas, but he's a giant. He's 6'5", 197, but blowing by people at 4'4", 4'3". And I saw him and the dude Tank Dell. Tank Dell, yeah.
I think that would be nice in my mock drafts. I've been trying to get a little flavor of Tank Dell for that special teams ability and the slot guy. Slot guy could be, and he's got wheels. Shout out to Birdman 915. He says Dan Cilio said the Philadelphia Eagles will not make the playoffs. Newsflash to Dan. It's not how it works.
pretty much all of your takes this past year have been wrong. So thanks
absolutely
for saying that.
Absolutely fucking wrong.
Damn it, bigger news flash to Dan. You suck.
I do not try to like give him I just don't give the attention.
I thought you were gonna say let's not bash Cilio because
I just don't give the attention
to bash that silly hoe.
I just don't give the attention.
Yeah, and you know, and the funny thing is he has like he tried to get me on his show. I've been on the show a couple times and I had to light his ass up. And then he was asking me on there again. And I was like, dude, I'm not coming on there. Because I listen to some of the shit that you be saying. Are you full of shit? I was like, I don't know when you got drafted. I really had never heard of you.
Man, he wants an opinion. I don't know. Just clickbait.
And I distinctly told his happy go like, yeah, what was going to transpire this year with the Birds and with what Jalen Hurts was going to do. And he stayed trying to get me to come back on there. I was like, dude, you've been wrong the entire time. You had your take. You didn't think we were going to the Super Bowl. We made it to the Super Bowl. We fought to the we fought tooth and nail to the end. That was anybody's game at the end.
Jalen Hurts wasn't the guy.
Yeah, I know. Just like he's the guy. He's got his take. He's been literally wrong on every fucking thing he said this year. And the fact that I think we're giving him too much credit by bringing his happy-go-lucky ass up. So let's move on.
I'm not talking about him. I'm moving on, moving right along.
Fuck that clown.
Let's see. I saw someone with the Jalen Hyatt comments. Tennessee got some juice.
I don't think he's gonna be there for us though.
Yeah, I don't think later. He'll probably go a little bit early.
That's why I'm saying the guys who I picked, I felt like they was gonna be overlooked for a little bit. Like the kid Tank Dells, he might get in the second or third round. Because of his speed alone. But I love Charlie Jones because of his ability to play inside, outside. Purdue had him lined up at linebacker. He kind of sold me. I think he was playing against a rival game against Northwestern, and dude was trying to check him close, and he just caught the ball with his hands like this and over the dude, and the dude was still trying to what you call the ball. It was just like bitch, get off me. We need some more stank at receiver. I'm just saying. Mm. We got some stank, but we did the third slot. It still pissed me off that we need the third receiver. That would complete us.
To this day, my favorite wide receiver in this whole draft is Zay Flowers, man. And I don't think we go after him because I think he goes early. But yeah. That dude, I think he's going to be the top wide receiver that comes out of this draft. I mean, his highlight reel is. I mean, I understand it's a highlight reel, but this dude
is the one that returned all them kicks.
I don't believe so.
Boston College, he's shifty, man.
I know he's at Boston College.
The way how elusive he is reminds me honestly of Reggie Bush, man. Like the way once he is in open space, like he is able to just cut back across field. Like the dude is crazy.
I've been seeing you on the timeline, Evan. Don't think thirst trapping over.
I'm thirsting for some Zay.
Are you been thirst trapping over?
But the thing is that's a guy that you're gonna have to.
That's
you're
a fifth rounder.
Borderline, but yeah. Definitely. Depending on who you like. The wide receiver from Ohio State.
JSN.
Yeah. Shea is thirsting for him. Mm-hmm. And then you have What's his name?
Strong.
No, from USC.
Addison.
Yep. Who played at Pitt as well. He's a guy, but again, it's weird because I mean the market is crazy because
I like
usually you'd be thirsting for some draft picks. I don't think everyone's thirsting over the wide receivers. Like, let's see. Any other topics that have been that you need to get off your chest right now?
Not really. We had a meager time. I looked at the top 100, Yahoos that they got as free agent, and they got like Odell Beckham Jr. and that motherfucker ain't played in a year. I don't know
what he said. He wants $20 million.
Tell him to go fuck himself.
Last year. He wants 20 million.
Thank you. That's what
I want to see who's that sucker.
I want $20 million. I didn't play last year. We got the same stats last year. Give me $20 million.
And then, and the jacked up part is they keep bringing his name up. I was like, he didn't play last year. It's gonna take him some time to get back ready. I see him catching passes on air. Everybody's Superman on air. But when somebody trying to light your ass up, are you still Superman? Wow. Yeah.
Well, and what I mean, while we're in the same vein of kind of wide receivers that are getting up there a little bit long in the tooth, Michael Thomas, what's your guys' thoughts on I know he's coming back to the Saints, but do you think Michael Thomas has anything left in the tank?
Slam boy? They call him, he used to call him Slam boy. He used to get upset when you say that.
Bro, he's all about collecting
like
the check.
3-4 years ago, he was the most dominant wide out in the league, bro.
But didn't Chauncey start that? Didn't Chauncey start the Slam boy thing?
Did he?
Probably did.
One of his own teammates started it.
Probably did.
Probably did because he's probably talking too much shit.
Uh-huh.
It's like I don't know if he has anything left, but I think he wants the opportunity to play with a real quarterback. When since Drew Brees left, they had a couple, they had Andy Dalton and Jameson. And I ain't talking about the liquor. So
I saw what's it called? And I don't remember where I saw it, so it could have just been a throwaway, you know, nobody tweet, but someone was talking about trading Jameson Williams to the Eagles yesterday, and the compensation was just like,
no, it's not happening.
Yeah, no. he went the first round last year, didn't he?
Not happening. Yeah. Not even. Wow. Not even.
One of those Jaggy things where the what ifs.
Every year, just like what ifs. What if we put Eagles drafting a running back in the first round? Every mock drafter, analyst does it every year, and they're wrong every year. Just like Birdman, this comment wrong.
Well, as a guy that
is the Birdman secretly dancing, Leo.
As a guy that used to write articles, Gail, that you've said that. I mean, you gotta put lists out there just to
That's always get you hyped up. Get you hyped up in your feels. Like anytime you throw a running back top 10, it gets everyone clicking, and guys all bit the bait.
Took the cheese.
I've been in meetings where they tell you to put forcing me to put Dalvin Cook in the top 10, and I was like, I love him, but he's not going there. I love him. Also on the market, Dalvin Cook.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Well, that's probably why nobody signed. That's probably why nobody signed what you call him?
Miles?
Miles yet.
Oh, yeah. Someone in the chat also asked, I think it was Edgar Joseph, any chance that we sign Miles? No.
Yeah. I think right now the asking price that running backs are asking, and it's a bad time to be a free agent as a running back, especially with so many guys coming out in the draft this year. I mean, it's like it's about 10 or 12 running backs that are coming out this year. They could come out and start for a team and really contribute to what the other guys would contribute for a lot less money. So it's like when you come in and asking for a king's ransom, unless you're just like the second coming of Marshall Faulk, ain't nobody trying to listen to shit you say.
For someone in the chat who said Adam Thielen, he is going on a visit with the Panthers tomorrow.
Yeah, I saw that too.
We don't got Cooper Kupp money, AJ.
Cooper Kupp, as durable as he is and as good a receiver and route runner he is, I think he's stuck there. OBJ going to Dallas. Nobody gives a fuck. AJ, I hope he goes down there because he could really bitch up the rest of the team. You think they did some questionable shit? You think they was doing questionable shit in the huddle and in the hot tub? Pause. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Now Sammy says the longer GJ goes unsigned, it is a good sign. He comes back. It's a market. He needs to find a buyer or come back to how.
That's exactly how I've been feeling the last couple of days.
Tim's people saying that. Have you watched the CJ's timeline? He just responded to a picture of himself.
What did he say?
He said cold. But we're hoping that he comes back, man. They said someone said it's not official yet, but they're trying to work out the years on the contract.
Well, yeah, they probably got this process. That's why I used to like to get mine done at the fucking draft. They go down there, they see that they ain't shit like me. And then they, you know, then they come back. My agent would come back with different offers from different teams. And then when the champion period begins, your team comes and outbids everybody else. And, you know, all you do is just resign and you have it done with it. The years and stuff is like the integral parts and the little I guess you could say the fine print is probably what they were working out.
Now, Bob from Down Under talks about Jarvis Landry. Obviously, he's a leader in the locker room. It's contagious, bro. I think Jarvis.
I don't know about Jarvis though.
Yeah, but I wouldn't go for Jarvis now.
Yeah, not right now. Maybe I think 2 years. Maybe a few years ago. I think he's a little long in the tooth right now, and I think his body's slightly breaking down a little bit. He's at the point where he's not no pun intended, been used up a little bit. Especially on all those bad teams and stuff, and catching all the passes and stuff, and taking all the hits, and then now it's like he's just an afterthought. You don't really even hear him mentioned anymore. So. Yeah.
Now we did mention Rashad Penny early in the show. If we're gonna give it a solid crack at it, obviously, I always go find the forums and I go find some podcasts of the team. Fan base where the free agent that we pick up, and Rashad Penny, they said pretty much when healthy, they love the guy. But when is he healthy? We were trying to do the math earlier up before the show. We talked about how many games he played. 13 games his first year.
14.
14? Was it 14?
Yeah, you said 14. You said 14, 10. 10, 8, yep. And 3 or something like that.
Yeah,
it so came 14, out for 42 games total. Yeah.
So he played 14 games his first year, 10 games his second year, 3 games his third year, 10 games his fourth year, and this past season he played in 5 games. So obviously when healthy, you talk about a guy who led the NFL in yards per carry in 2021 and in yards after contact. In a couple of those seasons, you know, I can go back to a play where he embarrassed some Eagle players.
I was about to say, you can go more than one play. It was a few plays that like, damn, who's that? He got shot out of a cannon.
In the real ones know that he was also Pumphrey's backup. So how about that?
At San Diego State.
So did they write the ship? Bringing in Pumphrey's backup.
Does he have an NFL logo tattooed on his leg?
Shout out to Pumphrey. I saw that he's a coach, running back coach at Sacramento State.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, I had to go do my little. I went down the rabbit hole, to be honest.
How far down the rabbit hole did you go?
That far to go find that out.
Pretty far.
Well, did you know that up until he got to the pros, he had never missed a game?
Rashad Penny?
No.
Pumphrey,
yeah.
Yeah.
He ended up coming to the pros and missing all the games.
You see?
Yo, like
he said he traveled down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. He missed out a golden opportunity to get endorsed by Reebok. It could be the Reebok pumps. You know what I'm saying? But nah, that didn't happen.
Yeah, I see powders everywhere.
Let's see. What else are we missing here?
DJ Chark possibly as a wide receiver 3.
Field stretcher, but have we looked at the money though?
Yeah, I think he's asking for a little bit too much.
I was gonna look at,
especially if Christian Kirk is breaking the bank last year. I don't know.
Way that we're always set up, look for the wide receiver on a rookie deal who's got upside.
Jamal Williams, me and Gail talked about this, yesterday or today, Rashad Williams thing. But, I mean, Rashad Williams, honestly, is that big body back that I have been calling for the past few years on this team, ever since we lost, you know, Blount, Ajayi, Jordan Howard. But to be honest with you, like it's one of those things. It's a reliability thing, man. So Jamal Williams, I mean, that would be nice, but not now. We hitched our wagon to Rashad Penny.
the one thing that I do like about this, the way that they do things, just because we got Rashad Penny, you didn't pay that much for him. You're going to bring some fucking competition in there for him. You have to earn your keep. It's like that's why I like the deal. I like the deal because you kind of want to be that team that he's been out for a hot second. You kind of want to be the team that he has that resurgence for. You're not looking for him to do nothing spectacular, just a little bit of greatness, just a sprinkle of greatness. You know, he's not gonna be asked to carry the load like he. If you go back and look at his career at the onset of Seattle. Seattle line is all god awful. That's why when you brought up contact, he's probably got hit a lot of times when he first touched the motherfucking ball. So if you just think what he may do behind a quality offensive line, and the thing that I always loved about him is that dude was he was running downhill. Mm-hmm. I almost had to pause for a second because I was about to say something else, but you know, pause. But I would like to see him in without line in front of him. Which would be cool, but you don't stop at that one guy for competition. You allow 80 guys into camp, so you weed out the naysayers. You get some guys will rise to the top. Pause. Some guys will get blue balls.
Now, Feast of Peace says we should get Austin Eckler. I think he was around asking for like $6 million.
He gets $6 million this coming season, but it's on the lower end. And he led all running backs in total touchdowns with 18.
He also has a relationship with Sirianni as well.
Yeah, yes, he does. So he's asked to seek a trade. So that wouldn't be out of the realm either. I won't, you know, it's one of those things where I'm cool with adding quality talent at the positions because it doesn't do anything but push the guys in front of you. So.
Sports King says I would just give Dallas Goedert more targets. Again, you can never have enough weapons, man. At the end of the day, I do think that Dallas Goedert, he's amazing. But I think when we were talking about Elijah Moore, he was kind of upset because he wasn't getting targets, and then his quarterback Wilson was a butt ass. You know,
what's your thought scale on Darnell Washington? Because I'm looking at him, and in reality, I think he's a tackle more than I think he's a tight end. What's your thoughts?
He ran a 4.6.
Dude's fucking 6'7", bro. Strong as an ox.
4.6.
Try to catch
do a jump ball with him.
But isn't he not even that good at catching to begin with?
Yeah, he is.
Made some nice catches. He just doesn't. It's not like if you think about the offense that he's playing in, he's not really the guy. But yeah. I think you could turn him into something. If you could turn Jordan Mulata into
Jason Peters came into the league as a tight end, didn't he?
He was still big though. Yeah, Jason Peters was giant.
Is Darnell Washington small?
He's 6'7", like 260, 270.
2'8".
Okay. That's small. Well,
you know who else was 6'5", 280, running the 4.6? Jason Dunn. They turned him into a – still was a tight end.
You can turn Villanueva into a tackle, too.
You say what?
They turned Villanueva into a tackle, too.
Villanueva was always – they had him playing DN at first. He was fucking wide slow.
Receiver. Play wide receiver, my guy.
Villanueva.
Chaney.
Villanueva.
Dick.
Villanueva started out a D in here.
Listen to what he said, Dick.
No worries, bitches. Drink up, bitches.
I get this, this question a lot. People talk about Slay playing mid last year. Like he was a solid corner. I don't know what I've seen some whack ass plays. Sconces? Can anyone say sconces? Can anyone say Byron? I don't even want to say his last name.
Byron who?
Toast? Burnt Toast Byron?
Byron Jones?
Maxwell?
Oh, my God. Jesus Louise. Oh, God,
really? I forgot about that. Why are you bringing up old shit?
I put that in the recesses of my mind, bro.
Yeah, actually, somebody ended up posting that. They were like, well, you know, at this time, a couple years back, we made that last-minute move to Asamoah. And then he got released, 2 years later? And then they brought up Byron Maxwell.
So this is mid. When you say mid, this is less than mid, and mid is what we're talking about here. Helena says, Mr. Glass, a.k.a. Penny. I had a meme ready to go, but I didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings about the signing. It is okay. for what it's worth.
It's a pretty good beat that you're not going to see. I pat myself on the back for it.
Hold on a second. We talk about the signing like it's like a bunch of years. They signed a dude to a 1-year deal. Yeah, it's a mercenary. Right. It's a wait and see. Ease up, Dirty Dick Murdoch.
Now Michael says just saw Miles goodbye to Philly. It hurts, no pun intended, but I knew this bowl against the Chiefs would be our last game with everyone together, win or lose. Just sucks seeing money over keeping a system that works together.
I can tell you who it doesn't suck for, the guys getting paid. Yeah. They're not upset about it.
They're not upset. They'll always keep in touch with each other because like that's a time that that doesn't happen often, mm-hmm. and you're relative, but you would have relished more if you'd won. But you look at it like this: that's everybody's opportunity to get paid. You don't want to hold anybody back from getting their money. As much as you like to be selfish and keep their ass here with you, they got to go get paid. And that's like I commend Miles because he's got to go get paid. I know he wants to stay here, but he's still too young in his career to make that fatal mistake and try to take a little bit of nothing. Well, you know, because I don't think they even start negotiating with him. So,
Let's see. Shout out to Jimmy Kemsky, always keeps us updated on some of the comp picks. Now, just from the recent guys moving on, shout out to Kemsky. He's got the comp pick calculation chart going on. From losing Javon Hargrave, we're projected to get a third round comp pick. Andre Dillard, we're projected to get a sixth round comp pick. TJ Edwards, also a sixth round pick, and then Marcus Epps with a sixth round pick. And then Kaiser White was a sixth, but that one gets canceled out. So right now we have 3 6th round picks and a third round pick.
Oh boy.
So, you know, if that's something because you know how he trades these things.
I was gonna say, you think Howie packages together some of those sixes to move up into the 4-5 range?
Yeah, I mean the fact that we got CJ GJ for a fifth round pick.
Yeah.
So let's not sniff at these selections.
Yeah. We're not gonna sniff. Whatever. Fuck out of here.
And Joseph is mad late. He says we signed Bradbury to a 3-year deal. Yes, my friend.
Whoa, breaking news.
Breaking news.
Internet. Joseph Harris over here.
Don't let him.
We're just joking, man. Appreciate the update.
Thank you for listening. Don't turn us off now.
Not at all.
Wow.
Yeah. Edgar asks, what does the Eagles really expect from Rashad Penny? I think a rotational piece. You know, when we know Gainwell is the best back out of the backfield in space, followed by Scott. But I think Rashad Penny is your thunder.
I'm not going to take nothing away from the kid, man. I mean, yeah, he has, injury problems. But when he plays, he plays. I mean, I'm looking at some of his highlights right now. And, you put him behind this line, he's going to do some damage, man.
That's what I was saying, and it's not like we just went out on a fucking limb and spent hundreds of millions of dollars on this kid. We got him on a 1-year deal, a 1-year proven deal, a mercenary. If he proves it and proves to stay healthy, give him another 1-year deal or 2-year deal and see what happens. But I like the pickup because he wasn't playing too much last year, and he still has that fire to play. And why not let him put the fire, let the fire burn behind our offensive line? You know, I just want to see him run behind our offensive line because I think you just saw what I had been seeing because I watched him throughout his career, but I always knew that the offensive line in Seattle was slow. That's why Russell Wilson was so adamant to get the fuck out of there because they were not addressing it. They was putting like not even duct tape on it. They was putting like masking tape on it and scotch tape on that shit and getting faded. That's why he had the most yards after contact because he was getting hit in the backfield. So this is an interesting thing, but I don't think he's the end all. I don't think it's a bad signing. I think it's a pretty good signing just because it's, of the money and the year. It's only 1 year. So
now Jennifer says, is Penny the answer to the 4th-and-1 rule change, protecting Jalen? can't push Jalen Cross anymore. I think Rashad Penny runs hard, man, when healthy. That's his middle name. That is his middle name. But some people also on the timeline and been hitting me up talking about Trey Sermon. This is that question that I asked the running back coach himself. Yeah. I said, tell me about Trey Sermon. I said, people have been bothering me all about Trey Sermon. And he's like, there's so many mouths to feed that Trey Sermon is not in the conversation because there's a pecking order. Now think about all these players that we've brought in here.
What did I tell you?
Think about, too, how if you're
on the make a name for himself.
If you're on the practice squad, you're available to the other 31 teams in the league, too, and they don't want him either.
What did I distinctly tell you? What did I distinctly tell you? If he's on a practice squad, that means he's practicing every day. You can run hard. If you run hard, somebody's going to take notice. You play yourself onto the playing field. When your number is called by any means that it's called, you go out there and show them what you got. And they'll be like, wait, we need to get this man some carries. So he's apparently done nothing to warrant anything from them. So I mean, he hasn't wowed anybody.
What do you think of this
contract? Exactly.
What do you think of this contract here, Rack Shack? Thank you for bringing it up. Penny contract, 1 year, $2.1 million, with 600 guaranteed. That guaranteed money should tell you.
I mean, it's like Hollis said, man. This is a contract.
It's a double bag of money. It's like that's not gonna stop them from cutting his ass. What are you telling me? That's not even going to stop him
from trading him, honestly.
Yeah,
it costs you nothing midway through the year. All his guaranteed money's already there.
Yeah, the funny thing is, I'm not saying you, because I know you, your money is long, but us peasants here, we look at 600K, be like, guaranteed, that's it.
Yeah. No. That's it.
That's more money than the president makes.
we stay here like 600 guaranteed. Oh, that's chump change, man.
No, but it's like you're dealing with that much money as the cap hit. That's what it's nothing. Just look at it. Sometimes they cut Nate Sudfeld and they had committed $2 or $3 million to him out in San Francisco to keep Brock Purdy, Brocky. He got hit again. Yeah, hit him, bitch. But that's all the thing.
Jeremy Williams put the nuclear launch code in the chat in case anybody wants it.
Yeah, that's a little awkward. I don't know what I'm not going to look at that number directly.
But Bob from Down Under says, "Have you guys seen how many defensive ends are available in free agency? Which one are you looking at? Frank Clark, Ngakoue, Clowney, Farrell, or Robinson?"
I'm looking at Frank Clark. Frank Clark is 29. I like Ngakoue, but he's kind of a loose cannon. I just thought about something when we were over there playing against them against Jacksonville in London. There's a couple of guys ran up a $75,000 tab at a strip club. Yeah, he was one of them. Can't get right. So
Frank Clark or Ngakoue, you're saying?
Ngakoue. Oof. And he was with Jacksonville. And does this guy think he is
John Morant?
That night he did.
They went over there balling out of control, and then had the bill came, and they tried to bounce out on it, got in trouble and stuff. But I like Frank Clark. He's the least trouble out of all those guys. They're probably the most productive, and he just kicked our ass. So might as well come on to join the team and help us kick somebody else's ass.
Maybe Ngakoue. I think he's got relatives in the area in Baltimore. So that would be, Frank Clark. I think Frank Clark's got some crazy in him, too. So didn't he have the ATV accident, Frank Clark?
No.
That was Sean Kingston.
Yeah.
That was
Sean Kingston. Yeah, he did.
He had a jet ski.
No way, too beautiful, girl.
He said it was Sean Kingston. Man, listen. I mean, there's a lot of questions in here. I'm trying to get all of them. So Nady says, so we probably need to trade Slay to pull off a CJ. I don't think so, Nady. Howie could work some
money. I think the money's on the table. I just think they just working out the guaranteed and the fine print. Like I said, that's Frank Clark had guns. Shit, we don't need that kind of shit. We just got rid of Bradham.
Sometimes you need a level of crazy to a locker room.
Like Nigel Bradham?
Without the gun.
Like John Morant?
Delta Green. Yeah. Who was the corner that we got drafted by? Not drafted, but we signed him from Carolina, and he was here 1 week and crashed his car. They found his car on the side of the road.
I'm thinking of Josh Huff with the hollow points. I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm thinking about Josh Huff too.
I'm just saying that I'm trying to think. He was a local guy.
Crashed his car and left it on the road.
Whirly.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Whirly, remember that?
Not Vance Whirly, former Phillies pitcher.
Vance Whirly. Oh yeah.
Now Molly asks, will N'Kobe Dean be the answer to Edwards and White?
Absolutely.
I think so. Evan has already checked with him on his medical.
I checked his knees out.
Everything's gravy.
I already let it be gravy, known baby. That we have a linebacker now.
Another question that I've heard on the timeline and also via text: what do y'all think of Calais Campbell?
This is my guy.
Also, he's got a great voice though.
Yeah, he's got a great voice. But no, my guy, I think he still can do it at end and tackle or stuff if need be. He's a force to be reckoned with. It would be a cool like mercenary type deal. Trying to get, and I think he's trying to win before he leaves. I think he's been to the mountaintop, but he didn't get to see over it. So, but I think he's trying to win one before he gets out of it. That's why I think he left Baltimore because they up there pooching with the quarterback and shit. But he's a force wherever he goes though. It's like if you look at his career, he'd be kicking ass, man.
Locker room guy as well.
Yeah, great locker room guy, great man, a great man of the community. It's an all around good guy and an ass kicking machine on the field. That's what you look for.
Let's see. Someone else you want to look for is you got to look out for these trips at phillysportstrips.com. If you want to go on these trips and then sit with royalty, Hollis, you might be in not first class like Hollis, but you might be in the back of the plane
plane. Why are you going to put me on blast like that?
Or you want to sit in first class, you can do that. Just go to Philly Sports Trips. Make sure you book with them. There's trips from all, we're not talking about just Eagles games. We're talking about Sixers. We're talking about baseball. Hollis
I just came from Clearwater, dog. It was awesome. It was kind of disheartening coming back to 45-degree weather.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, and before we get off, I got to make sure to get you guys a shirt size for my guys at Philly Sports Shirts for my damn – phillysportsshirts.com for my damn Skippy shirt.
We've been talking about this
shit for like 7 weeks now, and I still have I
asked you what size you wear? Thanks. Okay. Thanks, Dick Murdoch.
Anyway. Hey.
Dick Cheney.
Hey, Prime is a double XL. Me and Evan are both XLs.
Prime, you a double XL?
I'm a double XL.
Yep.
We keep it extra in this gang.
Now, see, just so y'all know, when Tank wears that shirt, it looks like Tank. But when we wear that shirt,
4XLT. I've heard it many times.
It's a skinny version of Tank.
4XLT.
His head is like this on our bodies, and then when Tank wears the shirt.
Can I help because you guys haven't filled out yet? You guys still haven't passed up puberty.
Now Mario asks, so any chance we bring Fletch back?
That's a good question, man. What do you think?
I don't see it in the realm of possibilities. Just how thin our money is right now. I think that Fletch can still get a little bit of paper, and if that's what he wants, I think that's what he's going to get. I think Fletch to KC makes the most sense.
I keep on thinking, you look at our offense, pretty much intact, right? If you move off Miles, you got Rashad Penny there and Gainwell, right? If you move off Quez, you could put someone there. So I mean, pretty much the offense is intact. Now, we just look at the defensive side of the ball.
We're taking a step back in the run. But
if you look at the way it's set up, it's setting up for us to like draft defense.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the running back part, I was like, I love Miles, and he was doing great for us for the most part of the season. But it was like, it was some times that towards the end of the season, he started pissing me off because he kind of reverted back to what he was doing at first. Even if you look at it in the Super Bowl, when he went out there, he started running sideways and got popped, and he fumbled out of bounds. was like, and then you put Gainwell in there, you see what he was doing. It's like, so, you know, you, it's like, do you want to keep on wasting everybody's time, steadily trying to tell, trying to get Miles to do right? Even though he's a good talent. I was like, but when we needed him, and I felt like he should have, you know, put stuck his foot in the ground on some plays and took it the distance. And I, you know, but I still think you might think we take a step back, but I think we had to move on from him to get somebody in there that's going to do it right. So,
Bourbon 905 is commenting on Fletch's outfit prior. If you guys, I missed his suit with the Blanche with Devereaux corset he had on.
with the blouse he had on. With the blouse and the top.
Hey, Prime, did you see it?
I did see it. I'm not even going to comment.
I'm not getting out. I don't really want to get beat up.
And the trucker.
I didn't know if he was competing with his lady or not.
another topic of everyone is what about Suomalu? Garofalo had tweeted out that Chicago had interest in Suomalu. Yeah. Then they signed another guard from, I believe, the Titans. So not sure. I mean, Suomalu waiting in the wings. Also a Stoutland favorite.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. The one thing is, I think he's going to price himself out because I think he thinks he deserved what they gave the kid. Winstrom down in Atlanta, which I don't even think he deserved. He probably gets his ass kicked on a regular basis.
Yeah,
he got paid $105 million. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of what they did with the kid, the guard from Seattle that went to Minnesota, and Nate Burleson. They paid him out the wazoo, and both of them sucked ass, and you got nothing out of them. So, I mean, they pay kind of who they want to pay.
Adam Michael Gibbs says Cam Jurgens or possibly Driscoll at right guard. Either or.
Yeah. I'll take Driscoll first because he's more. I think Driscoll has more experience than Jurgens. But I think Jurgens, if we looking at it, Jurgens eventually he'll take over that spot to get him some playing time until he goes over to center with Kelsey, obviously taking over for Kelsey eventually. So. It's gonna be some great competition. That's what I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm interested in seeing what Cam can do. Obviously, you know, he was being cross trained during camp. He's listed as a guard and center. You know, the weight. You know, he's not a beefy type guard. Like he's pretty lean. I mean, 300 pounds, 302.
Yeah.
But hey, you still can play at that weight. But it would be nice if he beefed up a little bit. I think, but you know, him not playing, he's really hadn't. You know, he's building that NFL body. You know, hopefully.
Well, I think the one thing that we can't continue to look at the stature from early on because you like you said, he's going to build the NFL body. So it'll be interesting for me to see what he looks like this coming year and what size he is, because you get that off season of working out and stuff and eating the way that they have you eat to put on the proper weight. Should be cool.
Although a great signing made Evan's day. This is something that I heard about. What about Kelsey's contracts? Thoughts? No hometown friendly pay cut there.
Dude, he's the best center in the league. He's getting paid best center in the league money.
That's what it is. Like, he's talking about the discount, my guy.
Well, no, it's not the fun. It's not
this discount. Double check lives up in New York now, bro.
I know, and it's like it's a 1 year contract, so you take most of it and you put it in a signing bonus, and it's cap friendly.
I'm just saying. I don't. At the end of the day, I do not. I don't want no players to take discounts if they don't have to. Go make your money, bro. We just saw what happened to Hamlin out here. Make your money, bro. For you and your family, do what you have to do.
He just had another child. He's trying to put a college fund together.
I'm not in the way. I'm not in the way of your money.
Man. Make your money. I mean, Evan runs deep there.
Evan's football game, man. Before we get out of here, hey, we just wanted to catch you guys up on all the moves. There's moves in the works as we talk. We probably missed a whole bunch. I've been sitting by my phone for literally 2 days. So that's been my life. But don't know about y'all, but that's what I've been doing. Let's
see. I've been on the same grind, man.
Okay. But before we get out of here, when we get to our last word, who wants to go first? Someone?
I'll handle it. Yeah. I'll handle this.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead, handle it.
So, I mean, it's the same story each and every year. People get into a panic because the Eagles just, you know, not everything is set in stone yet. You got to have trust in Howie, man. Howie knows how he's been doing this thing for the better part of 2 decades now. He's done us right. We've gotten us 2 Super Bowls in the past 5-6 years. And we have a solid foundation that's built right now. And he's rearranging contracts and figuring out what's right for us. So in Howie we trust. And one final thing, Embiid is the MVP of the NBA.
Oh, nice curveball. Curveball is very nice. Shout out to Jennifer. She's his first time listening. You guys crack me up. Thank you so much.
Appreciate
you. Thank you, Jennifer.
Even the Sixers, Flyers suck. I get on the Flyers suck because I don't do the hockey. But you want to go next? Wait. This guy got a Flyers shirt on, dog.
Yeah, I come for all the Philly teams, sucker.
That's why they suck. There it is. Breaking news. The reason why they suck is this man has a Flyers shirt on. Goddamn.
Wow. Hey,
thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Dirty Dick Murdoch.
No problem. So,
Thank you. I needed that. They don't suck because I got on my shirt. They've been sucking. They were sucking already. my last word is I enjoy myself down in clear water while you chumps was up here freezing your nutsacks off. It was a ball ass time down there on the beach.
You put your feet in the sand? All those
fine cheeses and shit. Now, you know what? I stayed away from the sand because, you know, the water was flowing quite fast. The ocean was flowing a little fast. I saw the brisk breeze. I didn't want to be a victim of circumstance.
I was going to say it, but you said it.
You say what?
I was going to say it, but you already said it.
I couldn't imagine that poor lifeguard that would have to try and bring you to shore.
if you knew me, you know that I stand on solid ground. I won't be that guy that goes out there and makes that fatal mistake. And somebody's talking about shark attack. It was a good time. I got in the hot tub. I got in the pool. They had a path to walk by the beach. It was some quality scenes, and I just enjoyed myself. We had a bunch of Phillies fans down there. We won one game, and we lost a game. Lost to the fucking Blue Jays. I watched Kevin Biggio. You know, the funny thing is a bunch of the if you look at the Blue Jays, they got like Vladimir Jr. and Kevin Biggio's son and somebody else's son. They just had a bunch of juniors over there.
You be heckling them in the stands?
Huh? Say what?
You be heckling them in the stands?
No, I was up at the Tiki Bar, but then the second game, I was in the I was in the luxury box, you know. I went down there with you peasants. So, I only said that shit because y'all keep fucking with me. But
whatever.
This is starting to get to a really good time, especially with football because the free agency period is starting. Somebody, AJ Brown, just put up a tweet telling everybody to calm down and be patient while Howie's working, while these things are working. I don't want to get too anxious in these times because I don't want the same bullshit that we had in the past. the same bullshit we had in the past with the Nambi Asenwaz, with the Byron Maxwells, that type of shit. The trading of Shady for the fucking linebacker Kiko Alonso.
Great play in the first game of
Kiko.
That was the baddest interception, the sweetest interception I've seen by a linebacker in a long time. With one hand, ain't done shit.
That was it.
Exactly. So it's like I'm just saying that to say we just have some patience with the squad and how we trust. Hopefully he get this shit down and just kind of watch the shit show called Aaron Rodgers currently and see how he's holding the Jets hostage. And just glad we're not in that situation. It's like whenever you think things are not going fast enough for you. Look at the Jets and what they have to do for a quarterback now. Look at the other teams and the shit that they have to do to try to build a team and be glad we're not in that fucking position.
Yeah. Damn. That's Cheney, my last word. Do we have to put a timeline on the last word, too?
Last dissertation.
Well, one of us doesn't have to go bowling and shit. I
ain't got bowling, but I got two kids upstairs waiting for me, man. Damn.
They waiting for you? Is it bedtime already, sucker?
Yeah.
I think I hear your mama calling you.
The boss is calling me.
I know. Hey, face.
Hey, Tim, I saw your comment. I got this actually a couple years ago at down the shore. So this is where I got it at. One of those boardwalk stores. They make those special hoodies and everything. Last word. Listen, it's not over. I mean, this is the best part of the month of March when the free agency hits. I'm always paying attention to my phone. I gotta like fall back on that because I got called a few times today from my boss because I'm like constantly trying to find out who's getting picked up, who's not. But look, I mean, it's fun, you know, getting that breaking news. And how do we trust? I mean, that is the comment going for the next couple of weeks. The man has pretty much, he's got our attention on the moves that he's making. So I'm looking forward to that. Just be patient. Like I said, the patience level opened up a little bit more after all the signings that we did today. So that helped out to get through that. Looking forward to seeing whatever other moves we're going to go ahead and make. We got Fletch we got to worry about. We got to see what's going to happen with CJ. We're going to see what's happening with Slay. So there's some things that are still in the back of our minds on how this thing is going to turn out. But, you know, I think Howie's going to make the right moves. He's going to go ahead and make the right decisions. And, you know, we'll be happy in the long run. It's all about getting back to that Super Bowl, back to Vegas this upcoming year. Hashtag run it back. That's the momentum we got to go with this year. And I want to end it with Team Puerto Rico playing Team Dominican tomorrow. Hey. Looking forward to that one. You know what I mean? So stay tuned to that. You know what I mean? Go Team Puerto Rico. You know what it is, man.
All right. You going to be wearing your white for that?
Oh, man, listen. I've been rocking PR. I get clowned just as much as how I get dressed up for Eagles games. I was all Puerto Rico'd out the other day, and my nephew just wouldn't stop.
You got the flag on the hood of the car.
I was ready to go into the game, bro. I had the jersey on. I had the hat on.
Okay. Did he hit you? Did he say, what do PR stand for, Pretty Ricky?
This guy.
We got a way pie in the chat.
Let's go.
To follow off your, I believe in the running back. That's the vibe to have. I think the way that Howie is moving, you're seeing him with the same vibes. Bring Kelsey back, solidifying the locker room, solidifying the offensive line. You got a leader in Kelsey is always a great thing. Leader in Brandon Graham, always a great thing. Right now we got Bradberry, still have Slay in the building, always a great thing. CJ, that would be the cherry on top. I don't know how he makes these things work, but at the end of the day, you have to believe that Howie's doing the Lord's work. He's got us, like Evan said, he's got us to Super Bowls in the last couple of years. I think he's went through his GM rehab, and I think he's doing great work. So I think at this moment and this time, we have to give Howie his opportunity to impress us like he's done in the last couple of years. So as always, it's Fly Eagles Fly. We'll keep you updated. Shout out to all you guys following us on our socials. We are trying to keep you updated for every move. I'm sitting by my phone with nothing to do. Probably get fired, but we'll see you guys. See you in the next one.
That sounds like the start of a porn.
Eagles Fly.
Go Birds.
This guy.